Pipsqueak and the Red Dragon. A long time ago, in the Rogue Valley, there was a village of trolls. These were trolls before they were cursed to live in darkness, like in caves or under bridges. In this town, there was a small troll. His name was Pipsqueak. He was the smallest of the trolls. And while he was small, he was very fast and he was very quiet. Pipsqueak could run through the dry forest leaves and make no sound at all. He had to be fast and he had to be quiet to get away from the bigger trolls who played much too roughly for the little Pipsqueak. It was a happy town until one day a red dragon flew through the town, breathing flames and setting fire to their cottages. The trolls were in a panic. They started a bucket brigade to bring water from Bear Creek to put out the flames. The dragon, when done breathing fire on their town, flew high up to Grizzly Peak, where it perched, looking down over the valley. The next day, the dragon came back and set fire to more of the cottages, and again, the trolls had to form a bucket brigade and put the flames out. This went on for a week until many of the cottages were burned to the ground. Some of the trolls, who lost their homes, moved into caves, but caves are damp and smelly, and the trolls didn't like it. The trolls decided to have a town meeting to decide what to do. They thought, should they move away and make their town somewhere else? Should they fight the dragon? But even though trolls can be good fighters, the dragon was very large and he could breathe fire. Eventually, they decided to choose a troll to go up Grizzly Peak and ask the dragon to leave. Maybe the dragon would decide that it was better to go somewhere else. Then they chose a troll to go up Grizzly Peak and confront the dragon. Of course, Pipsqueak, being the smallest troll, could easily be told what to do, and they chose Pipsqueak. They didn't send him completely unarmed, though. They gave him a sword, but it was really just a stick. And they gave him a helmet, but it was really just a pot from somebody's kitchen. And they gave him a shield, but it was really just the lid from the pot. Pipsqueak really had no choice, being the smallest troll. He often had to do what he was told. So Pipsqueak made himself brave and started hiking up Grizzly Peak. It was a steep climb, starting from the troll cornfields on the valley floor. It took Pipsqueak many hours to climb Grizzly Peak. Once at the top, he found the dragon. The dragon was asleep. The dragon was very large. Pipsqueak said, "Dragon? Hello, dragon. Dragon." But the dragon didn't wake up. So Pipsqueak went to him and wiggled the end of his tail very gently. The dragon's head shot up. "Who dares disturb my sleep?" "It is I, Pipsqueak, a troll from the town on the valley floor. We wanted to ask you if you would go to another peak and another valley and leave us alone. We have no treasure and no animals to eat, and now our village is almost all burned." The dragon said, "Now that you don't have homes to protect you, I will start eating trolls, starting with you." With that, the dragon reared up and roared so loud that the trees shook like in a storm. Pipsqueak squeaked and turned and ran as fast as he could, right down Grizzly Peak. But the dragon, because it could fly, was just as fast as Pipsqueak. So Pipsqueak hid in a bunch of boulders. But the dragon just came and swept the boulders away with his big claws, and Pipsqueak had to run again. Pipsqueak hid in a grove of trees, But the dragon just knocked the trees over with its big tail, and Pipsqueak barely got away to run again down the mountain. Pipsqueak saw a tunnel in the ground, and he dove in. But the dragon, seeing this, breathed fire into one end of the tunnel, and Pipsqueak barely made it out of the other side of the tunnel without getting singed. Pipsqueak got to the valley floor and then ran into the cornfields. The corn was tall and dry, and Pipsqueak was well hidden. The dragon could not see where Pipsqueak was and could not hear him because Pipsqueak was so quiet. So the dragon breathed fire all over the cornfield, hoping to catch Pipsqueak in his flames. Pipsqueak kept running, and the dragon poured more and more fire into the cornfield. All of a sudden, there was a pop, and then another pop, and then another pop, and then another pop, and soon there was popping everywhere. It got louder and louder. And then there was white corn flying everywhere, even up into the sky. The dragon became confused and afraid of what he was seeing. He'd seen nothing like this before. Pipsqueak was watching the dragon, and he could see the fear in his eyes. Pipsqueak jumped out of the cornfield and pointed his sword at the dragon and yelled, "Now you be gone before I use even more of my terrible magic." The dragon wanted no part of what he saw. The noise and the movement terrified him. And he turned and he flew away, never to be seen again. With that, Pipsqueak went back to the village, and there they celebrated his name. They put him up on their shoulders and they carried him around town, and they yelled, "Hip hip hooray for Pipsqueak!" And they all ate popcorn. The end.